This is a CKTZ news update. In a recent post on Cortez Island site The Tideline, Richard Butler advertised free timber filing to private landowners for the purposes of training. Richard is a trainer with the BC Forest Safety Council.
Lately, I've been putting an ad on Tideline for free falling of timber. That is for certifying fallers, certifying arborists, chainsaw training, and advanced arborist training that we're going to be doing here in the future.
Right. So there's been quite a bit of training lately. What's driving that?
A lot of the people that want the training are people who've had trees in their yard and they got a chainsaw, but they're not sure how to do that, cut it up safely. And also, it's so hard to get firewood on the island, and people have trees, but they don't have anybody to cut it up. Everybody's so busy that does that on the island. So people are thinking that, well, I'll just buck what I can up that's safe and then at least get that done while we're cutting. A lot of the people that I've had call me have been people that want to open up their garden, or they've got 10 trees they want to bring out so they get more sunlight into their patio, or they're clearing a new spot for a house and they just want to get those trees down. So the idea of this isn't to fall it from the ground. If anything has to be climbed or anything like that, we're leaving that work to the local arborist guys to do that. That's their expertise and what they're doing. And we're just here to try and get wood for training and not take work away from island guys. Well, the falling courses, that was done with the arborists on the island, so that they are now meet regulation to work safe. So whether they're falling in your property or they're falling in your field, it's a matter of they have to prove competence that they've done it correctly. And that's what that course has been, is primarily for those guys to get their tickets. It's very hard to get those tickets, getting the wood to do it. You got to think most of the people on the island that want to take that course are landscapers and small wood owners cutting wood. If you're paying someone to cut a tree down and it's over 6 inches, they're required to have a faller's ticket. Not that they're going to go clear cutting or they're going to go logging, but they still need that ticket to cut anything over 6 inches. And that's the regulation. So when you have someone cutting 12-inch wood on your property and they hurt themselves, well, then there's going to be a lot of uproar with liability and WCB.
Is that 6 inches in diameter or radius?
Diameter.
Okay, well, that's not a very big tree, is it?
Yeah, but a 6-inch tree can leave a nasty mark. It can bust bones. It can actually kill you. So again, having that training is what is required. So again, it comes down to when you have someone come on your property, you make sure that they have liability insurance. And if you're okay with them, they don't have that, but they should at least have their workers' compensation clearance letter. Because if they're not in good standing with WorkSafe and they get hurt on your property, you're paying the bill for their medical costs for the rest of their lives. So you really want to make sure you cover yourself, because you are the licensee. You are the owner of that property. You're legally responsible to make sure the people on your property are covered and are trained. So that's the future. There is a few people more on the island that want to get that training. How we're going to pull that off in the future, we still haven't dialed that in yet. But if we have somebody on the island that has a big chunk of land they want to clear and we can work some way that can get that down, that could be done. There's lots of options here for us on the island. Again, it comes down to lots of practice. It's really hard to see the hazards and the loads and that. So that's why I put that ad out. Get maybe better sites for chainsaw courses. You can identify the loads, identify the hazards, and knowing where all the different components that need to be in place when cutting it. Having the wood crossed up and loaded is really good for people to see wood move and go, man, if I was standing there, I would have got hit. So knowing how to do that is what we're really pointing out. This course is the only course taught like this in Canada. This is it is a beginner course, but to me, knowing how to read the hazards and reading the loads and that is beginner stuff. Because if you don't take it, it could be the very first cut you do on the farm and that log smacks and shatters your leg.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.